Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and this is a natural alternative. This morning I was chatting to a client about drugs that cause chronic coughs, and she's on a couple of drugs that basically fit this description. So I thought I'd do a quick video about the type of medications that can cause chronic coughs because, of course, what people tend to do, they end up with an adult onset asthma, then they end up on that group of pharmaceuticals on top of the stuff that they originally were on, which was causing their chronic coughs. So let's get into it. So coughing can be caused by a bunch of pharmacological causes, often as a side effect of medication, and some of the common culprits are, for a start, ACE inhibitors. So from my perspective as a naturopath, ACE inhibitors are one of the safer drugs that we have for blood pressure, but they're used to treat high blood pressure and heart failure. They can cause a persistent dry cough due to the buildup of bradykinin and substance P in the airways. So when we start getting these constant coughs, when we start getting on different medications, it's important to talk to your doctor because sometimes swapping to something else or a natural alternative can be a good idea. Beta blockers can also cause chronic coughs. So used for heart conditions, they lead to coughing, especially in people who already have asthma or reactive airways. So doctors should really know people's history, although as we know, when we're fitting in a 6, 8, 10-minute appointment, it's hard to get all of this information in, which is why I love integration practitioners like naturopaths and doctors who have longer appointments, because then they can really look into these things for you. The other one is calcium channel blockers. It's a these another one that are really commonly prescribed, and they worsen gastroesophageal reflux disease. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, which may result in a chronic cough. So there's three things that they would be on some of the highest prescribed medications out there. You know, ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, and calcium channel blockers. All three of them, a lot of people over the age of 50 are on one, two, or three of these. Another one are opioids. So opioids are known to release histamine, and opioids can irritate the airways and trigger coughing. So we've got to watch our opioid drugs. Nasal steroids. How many people take nasal steroids for chronic sinus irritation and allergies and hay fever and that sort of thing? So nasal steroids can also irritate the throat and lead to a cough. Methotrexate. Oh my goodness, I can't believe the amount of people on methotrexate these days. It's basically a chemotherapy drug, but people are being given it for things like lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and other things where there's an autoimmune condition where they want to suppress the immune system. So you can imagine what happens long term is that we end up with something else down the track because methotrexate, it has some horrible side effects, one of which can be a lung irritation and coughing as a side effect. And statins, good old statins. So rarely these cholesterol-lowering drugs may lead to coughing due to muscle-related side effects. So your so when we in, so interesting with statins because with my lady this morning, I was muscle testing up what supplements and medication combinations, and her cholesterol drug was on my list. And I always ask, do we need more of that? Do we need less of that? So there's basically a bergamot product that helps to lower cholesterol naturally. And if you've heard anything I've said for the last 20 years, you'll know that I am not an anti-cholesterol person. I believe cholesterol is really important. There's been studies done for longevity. Both HDL and LDL cholesterol are really important for maintaining our brain health through life. And there was a study done on centenarians, so people living to over 100, and they found that the link between all of those centenarians was really high LDL cholesterol, which we've been taught for 35 years is the bad cholesterol. So interesting, it's good for people over the age of 100. So they're the, so cholesterol drugs, the statins, are also causing chronic coughs. So then what do we do about it? So if we're on blood pressure medication, cholesterol drugs, we've got some sort of autoimmune thing and we're taking our methotrexate, we've got chronic sinus issues or pain issues and we're taking opioids and nasal steroids, what do we do about it? So some of the natural things that you can do, firstly, licorice root and marshmallow root. These are demulcents, so they help to calm and coat the throat, reducing irritation. Marshmallow root's beautiful for the mucous membranes in the body, and it helps to alleviate dry coughs. Slippery elm also coats, it creates a coating in the throat, easing discomfort. Thyme is a really beautiful herb that's antimicrobial and it has expectorant property. So it helps to get stuff up off the lungs that we don't want in there. And it also helps to clear mucus. And mullein, Mullellein, one of my favorite lung herbs of all time. It supports respiratory health by reducing inflammation and soothing of the airways. So imagine if you had a naturopath or someone who was able to put together a combination of licorice root, marshmallow root, slippery elm, thyme and mullein for you in one container so that you can go out there into the world and, calm things down. Slippery elm I don't tend to use in our liquid herbal because it's so expensive in liquid herbal form. And the price has gone through the roof the last couple of years. It's pretty hard to get organic slippery elm these days because every man and his dog needs it. So, of course, the quality's gone down and getting good quality slippery elm has become more challenging. Then from the nutritional perspective, things like vitamin C, good quality vitamin C, because there's a lot of crap out there that really creates a lot more issues than it's worth. But vitamin C helps to strengthen the immune system and reduce inflammation. N-acetylcysteine. Now, one of the benefits of NAC is that it helps to thin the mucus and supports lung health, but also with things like long COVID and the COVID jibbity jab damage, NAC also helps to break down the spike proteins that are building up in people's bodies. So it's a really good one to have long term. It's also a precursor to glutathione. So glutathione is a nutrient that our liver creates, and when we have an inflammatory meal, our liver can swell by 20% because of a lack of glutathione, and it can deplete all the glutathione in the liver in one inflammatory meal. If our liver is increased in size by 20%, that can push on the lungs and therefore cause some reactive coughing as well. Omega-3 fatty acids are really important. So they help. So things like fish oils, eating really good quality organic salmon and cod and tuna and sardines and that sort of thing. So omegas, they reduce inflammation and support overall respiratory function. Probiotics, really important for gut health, which can indirectly support immune and respiratory health. And good old magnesium, so it can help to relax the airway muscles and reduce coughing spasms. So that's just a couple of tips with coughing from pharmacological products. So what drugs? They're the main ones. We can have any reaction to any medication and any supplement at any time. So, I'm not just picking on medication, I'm not picking on them. Some people have these drugs without any problem whatsoever. So, but some people don't. I apologize for that. And it's basically something to keep an eye on. If you're on a medication, you're starting to cough, what's going on? Anyway, that's all. Have a great day. Love you. Bye.